Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online, and we'd like to hear from you right now. The lines are open at 844-322-2742. And this month, we've been sharing the joy of the Christmas New Year's holiday season, and we would like for you to be a part of it. If you'd like to share the joy that you've experienced in Christ Jesus, or if there's some other subject you'd like to talk about, well, we encourage your call right now. 844-322-2742. That number is open for the live program and 24 hours a day, as a matter of fact, if you'd like to post a question in the middle of the night or some other time. We encourage you to call 844-322-2742. And with a happy wish for a very Merry Christmas, it's Basic Gospel, everybody. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. This is just a great time of the year. Many people are really celebrating already and joyful of what this season means. And, you know, there are many people that aren't so joyful. They Sure. are experiencing depression and all kinds of negative emotions. And, you know, our hearts go out to them, and we pray that, you know, the message of Christ can be something that can bring joy to their hearts, because that's really what the message does. It brings joy to our hearts, as the angel said to the shepherds, you know, today, I bring you good news that will be of joy to all the people. In one of the translations, it says, will cause great joy for all the people. The fact that we've been reconciled to God through the work of Jesus Christ is cause for great joy. And it reminded me of this verse. It was one of the signature verses of Basic Gospel. It starts in Romans 5. I'm going to read verses 9 and 10 and 11. It says, since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if, while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Not only is this so, but we also boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. You know, there's a line in Hark the Herald Angels Sing, God and sinners reconciled. That's the cause for great joy. The fact that in Christ we've been reconciled to God. At one time we were enemies. We looked at God through our sin. We looked at God as our judge, the one that condemned, the one that demanded, all of those things, the angry ogre in the sky. But in Christ, we see God in a completely different light. We see that he so loved us that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It's that message that does something in our hearts that brings about reconciliation, that brings about peace between us and God. And that's why we can rejoice, and that's why we can boast, because we have now received this reconciliation. That is such a powerful reality. And I just pray that this truth will be the joy of your heart this season. Doesn't matter what you're going through in life. It doesn't matter the circumstances. This trumps everything. This stands alone as the single most important truth, the single most important reality that you can ever experience, and that's reconciliation with God the Father through the reconciling work of Jesus Christ the Son. Be joyful. You have been reconciled to God. How much more, having been reconciled, shall you be saved through his life? That's the gospel message. That is the reason for joy. And like I said, there's nothing more powerful than this. And so may this be yours in full abundance this Christmas season.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's fireplace weather, and if that doesn't light your fire, your wood's wet.
That's right.
844-322-2742. That's a toll-free call in the U.S. and in Canada, friends. 844-322-2742. We'd like for you to share with us what's going on in your life right now during this Christmas, New Year's holiday season. Again, 844-322-2742. And this week on Basic Gospel, we played back some calls from some of our listeners who have shared what they've heard on Basic Gospel and that has made a life-changing impact, a difference, a big, big difference in their lives, their families, and sometimes with their friends. Today we're going to hear from Samuel, who called from Simsbury, Connecticut, and who shares his story of moving from death to life.
I'm very thankful for Basic Gospel because it was nowhere else that I heard the gospel. First and foremost, it was from Basic Gospel, and it was from Bob Christopher specifically. I mean, it was definitely an experience of moving from death to life,
Literally.
As I explained to a pastor not too long ago, I told him, you know, for my entire life, I mean, I'm 35 years old. Before 2013, I was being taught how to feel God. Mm-hmm. I was never taught how to love God. I mean, these things can really hurt a Christian. So I'm very thankful. Just a while ago, I started listening to the podcast again, and I was very relieved that the message has not changed, and the message is still the same. I'm very thankful for the staff that the Holy Spirit is using to keep the message simple, keep it sober, and because everyone needs to hear that message.
Wow, those testimonies are just... they're the reason we're on the air, live, and friends, I tell you, as Bob was saying at the outset of the broadcast, you know, being reconciled to God and receiving his life through Jesus Christ, it doesn't get any better than that, and that's what Samuel is experiencing.
That's exactly right, and this gospel message, you know, so many people hear the gospel message in terms of forgiveness, that Jesus Christ died for our sins, which means we can be forgiven, we can experience forgiveness, and then it means that we can go to heaven when we die. And that's kind of the limit of our understanding.
Yeah.
But salvation is so much more. It's not only forgiveness of sins. It's new life in Christ. It's that act of grace that God does in Jesus that makes us fully alive in him. See, we were more than just sinners in need of forgiveness. We were spiritually dead and in need of life.
Yes.
That's the real call of the gospel message, and that's why we see time and time and time again in the Word of God, especially in the New Testament, words right out of the mouth of Jesus, that he came that we might have life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the bread of life. Why does he say that so often? Because that's our real need. Yes, we needed forgiveness. Yes, we needed the shed blood of Jesus Christ, but we needed even more the very life of Christ. And that's what we receive when we receive Jesus. We receive his life. And as Samuel said, we go from death to life. That's what he experienced. And that really is the cause for great joy, for great celebration. As we talked about earlier this week, whenever a person goes from death to life, in Jesus, the heavenly host rejoice.
Yeah.
There is rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who comes to faith in Jesus Christ. Why? Because they have witnessed someone dead in sin being made fully alive in Jesus.
Yeah.
That's the grace of God. And that's what people need in this world today. That's what people are seeking. That's what people are looking for. They are seeking it out in the world and not finding it. They're seeking it in relationships and not finding it. They're seeking it through philosophies, not finding it. There's only one place to find life, and that's in Jesus Christ. And he's done all the work necessary to make that life available to you. As we just read, while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son. Jesus removed all barriers, all obstacles. There is a clear path to this new life in Jesus through faith in him. How much more, having been reconciled by his death, shall we be saved through his life? That's the good news. That's what Samuel experienced. And for those who support Basic Gospel, those who give on a monthly basis, or maybe a quarterly basis, or maybe once a year, you are helping people come to experience real life and experience it abundantly through faith in Jesus. I can't think of a better thing to invest your money into. This is what reaps eternal dividends. eternal consequences for those who experience this new life. So thank you. We certainly have a way to go to meet our year-end goal. We started out the month needing $335,000 in hand by December 31st. We need about $200,000. So thank you to all the people who have already given, who have already supported. But as Basic Gospel Nation, as this listenership, let's rally together and let's make sure that we get this money in so that Basic Gospel can continue reaching out to people like Samuel who desperately need to go from death to life through faith in Jesus.
Absolutely. And Bob, we'll let our listeners know that if you're hearing this broadcast live, which of course would be in the 4 o'clock Eastern time hour and the 3 o'clock Central time hour, why, you can call right now 844-412-2742 and speak with our operator. Her name is Billy, and she would love to hear from you, and she'll be glad to help you with your donation to Basic Gospel. 844-412-2742. Otherwise, you can go to our website and click donate on any page at basicgospel.net. Again, that's basicgospel.net. Just click donate on any page. We would love for you to partner with us in this good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, plenty of open lines. I'm going to give that number after this call, but we had a call that came in overnight from Eric, and let's hear that call right now.
Yes, good evening. Javier Garcia. Is the fullness of the Gentiles the trigger for the rapture of the church, or is the apostasy what tells us that the rapture of the church is close? And are the tribulation saints, I'm guessing they're also going to be Gentiles, so when it says the fullness of the Gentiles, it must also include them. Thank you very much. God bless you in Christ Jesus. Have a nice evening. Bye.
That's from Eric.
Yeah, Eric, we certainly appreciate your call, and thank you for the question. That's his question centers around what's going to happen, you know, in the end times, and are we close? Are we seeing signs out there that would say that Christ's return is imminent, that we can expect it at any moment? Well, you know, ever since the apostles, every generation has lived with that expectation that Christ could return at any moment. And certainly the world in which we live in today would suggest the same, that Christ could come back at any given moment. And what, there are a lot of ideas and thoughts about what that's going to look like, but we don't really know. You know, we're trying to figure out timelines. You know, is the rapture of the church, is that going to be before a tribulation period? Is it going to be after a tribulation period? We can look at different passages in the Bible and say, well, based on this, it seems like it could be before. Somebody else would say, well, no, it could be, you know, after the tribulation, all of those sort of things. So we have all kinds of theories, all kinds of thoughts, all kinds of speculations on what that's going to look like. Now, I want to address this by saying the same was true way back before Christ came.
Right.
So the Jews of the day, they had an idea that Messiah was coming. And there was all sorts of speculations on what that was going to look like. They had him coming into this world as a conquering king. He was going to defeat the Roman Empire. He was going to subdue all of those nations that had been oppressive to the people of Israel. He was going to lift Israel upon his shoulders and make them the preeminent nation in the world so that they could be a blessing. Well, when Jesus arrived, when the Messiah arrived, it was in the most humble of situations. Yeah. He was born in a stable and was placed in a manger. There wasn't a lot of fanfare other than an angelic host coming and singing his praises, an announcement to shepherds.
Yeah, very limited.
Very limited. Yeah. Wasn't a lot of fanfare. So the way that Jesus came into the world initially was a total shock, a total surprise. It was only after the fact when folks looked back at the prophecies and said, well, wait a minute, this is what the story was all about, that Jesus was going to be born in Bethlehem and that he was going to escape to Egypt and then come back and all of those various things. But the people didn't get it right beforehand.
Right.
So we're in the same position. We know Christ is going to come back. We know that that's a promise. And we know that when he comes back, we're going to see him for who he is. We're going to be like him.
Yep.
There's lots of wonderful, wonderful passages. But the how, what that's all going to look like right now, we can only speculate. Now, as far as end times are concerned, there are a number of positions on that. So I'm just going to read what Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, starting in verse 13. He says, "Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope." So there's this question. What about those who have died in Christ, who are asleep in Christ Jesus? What's going to happen to them? And so Paul gives some encouragement, and he says, I don't want you to grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. We have hope.
Sure.
The gospel message gives us hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again. That is the essence of our faith, that we believe Jesus died and rose again. We confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead. And so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. So when Jesus comes back, he's going to bring those who have fallen asleep in him with him. Now, according to the Lord's words, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. So this is about the resurrection of the body. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. Now, that's what we need to limit our thinking on as far as end times are concerned. We can speculate. We can get into all of, you know, I think this might happen or that might happen. But here's what we know is going to happen. Jesus is going to return. Those who have fallen asleep in Christ, those who are dead in Christ, are going to rise first. Then we're going to receive our resurrected bodies. We're going to meet the Lord, and we're going to be with the Lord forever. That's our hope. We're going to be with the Lord forever. And the reason we can know that is because of the reconciling work of Christ through death, burial, and resurrection. We've been made alive together with Christ by grace through faith. The Holy Spirit has been deposited into us, guaranteeing our eternal inheritance. And so we know that when Christ returns, we're going to be with him, and we're going to be with him forever.
Right.
That's the good news. And these are the words that we need to encourage one another with constantly, so that we don't grieve like the rest of the world does, who have no hope, but that we allow this hope to be the anchor for our souls and to encourage us to live as children of light in this world of darkness here and now.
Yeah.
So is Christ coming back? Yes, he is. Do we know when? Absolutely not. Do we know when he comes back that those who have died in Christ are going to be with him? Absolutely. Is he coming back to get us? Absolutely. Are we going to be with him forever? Absolutely. That's our hope. Let that hope anchor your soul. It will be the most awesome thing as far as your life is concerned right now, right here.
There are a lot of absolutes in that.
Yes, indeed.
Well, this is Basic Gospel, everybody. And Eric, hope you're listening. Hope that's a help to you. And as I said, as we introduced his call, that he had called and left his message and his question overnight. And friends, that's an option for you. Those of you who hear a delayed broadcast anytime other than the 3 o'clock hour Central Time, you can do that either of two ways. You can call the same number, 844-322-2742. It's open and available 24 hours a day for you to record your question, and we'll play it back on the air just as we did with Eric and others earlier this week. Or you can go to our website. That's basicgospel.net/ask, and that will take you directly to a page where you can record your question or your particular comment, or you can write us a text message there at that same position. Again, that's basicgospel.net/ask. Well, we had a call, an email from Maria in Stamford, Connecticut. She says, I know prayer is important, and that's the way we communicate with God. I pray and talk with Him on a daily basis. However, I don't get why people pray for something, and then if they get it, they think it was their prayer and faith. And if they don't get it, they think that they don't have enough faith. I've learned that it's not by works or what we do or believe. It's by grace from God. So how can I interpret that, she asked. That's from Maria in Stratford, Connecticut.
Well, we do approach God with this idea that if we just pray in the right way, if we get enough people to pray along with us, then we obligate God to give us what we've asked for. And so when things happen based on what we've prayed, then we say, hey, this is the way it's supposed to work. We've fulfilled our end of the bargain, and God's fulfilled His end of the bargain. So it's a contract. We look at prayer and this relationship with God as a contract.
Uh-huh.
When things don't happen the way we pray, then maybe something was wrong on our end. We didn't fulfill our end of the bargain. Well, we've got to forget about this contract theology.
Right.
We're not in a contract. We're in a covenant. And it's a covenant that's based on God's faithfulness, not ours. So prayer is a way that we communicate with God, but we also hear from God through the Word of God. So we have the Word of God. We need to listen with both ears to what the Word of God is saying to us. And then we allow what the Word of God has clearly said to shape what we pray back to God. So we do know this, that if we pray according to God's will, He will hear us, and that He will give us what we have asked. It even says that we already have what we have asked for. Why? Because He wants the will of God to be manifest in our lives. So how are we going to pray according to the will of God? Well, we need to go into the Word of God to find out what the will of God is. Mm-hmm. And when we do, our prayers are going to follow suit.
Yeah.
So we're not in a contract with God. We're not, God isn't a negotiator.
That's right.
We don't say, hey, would you, I was thinking about this deal. And then you kind of go back and forth until you agree on the terms and everybody's happy. That's not the way God works. As she rightfully said, our relationship with God is by grace through faith in Jesus from start to finish. So the blessings that we have, the good gifts that we have, are just gifts from God based on His grace for us, not based on anything that we've done or haven't done.
Yeah.
And when we accept it in that way, this Christian life starts to make sense. And boy, our hearts just swell with thankfulness and gratefulness for all that we have in Christ Jesus.
Indeed. Thank you, Bob. And Maria, hope that's a help to you as well. You know, friends, recently, as a matter of fact, this week on Basic Gospel, we've been playing back those calls from some of our listeners who have shared that what they've heard on Basic Gospel on our program has made a life-changing impact in themselves, in their families, and sometimes with their friends. And today, we heard earlier from Samuel. We're going to hear again from Samuel from Simsbury, Connecticut, who shares his story of being moved from death to life. This is that call.
I'm very thankful for Basic Gospel because it was nowhere else that I heard the gospel. First and foremost, it was from Basic Gospel, and it was from Bob Christopher specifically. I mean, it was definitely an experience of moving from death to life, literally. As I explained to a pastor not too long ago, I told him, for my entire life, I mean, I'm 35 years old. Before 2013, I was being taught how to feel God. I was never taught how to love God. I mean, these things can really hurt a Christian. So I'm very thankful. Just a while ago, I started listening to the podcast again, and I was very relieved that the message has not changed, and the message is still the same. I'm very thankful for the staff that the Holy Spirit is using to keep the message simple, keep it sober, and because everyone needs to hear that message.
Everyone needs to hear that message, and we appreciate hearing from Samuel. And Friends, it's because of your gifts that we can remain on the air to minister in the lives of people like Samuel. Please help with a donation today. Simply go to basicgospel.net and click donate. Well, that's it for today. We'll be back with our teaching edition tomorrow from the Simple Gospel, Simply Grace Study Guide. I hope you'll join us then. Bye-bye.